I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interesting piece over at the Commercial Appeal. I thought so, at least, because the new strength coach over at Memphis, and we touched on him, but we didn't spend a great deal of time on it, Rob Hornet, who came from most recently St. Louis, I believe it was, but does have some NBA background in him, goes right along with what Penny is selling over at Memphis, and it's, with his staff. NBA-oriented staff, obviously. And a piece by Jason Munns of the Commercial Appeal talks to Rob Hornet about he has a breakdown, small breakdown, at least from a standpoint of athletically and physically, of each player on the team. Thought it was interesting. Anybody you're extra interested in before I start here, or should I just go down the list, John, just in order?
Kick it off.
Again, this is Jason Munns. You can read it over at thecommercialappeal.com. I thought some interesting little tidbits here. First player he breaks down, Earl Timberlake. I'll read you what he said. Unbelievable person, hard worker, does everything you ask. He's going to be a special, special player. Used two specials there. Moves well, knows how to move through space, strong as an ox. Doesn't say anything about the shoulder, so that's probably a good sign.
For sure.
I'm not sure that you would necessarily, right, though, in this spot, but hearing strong as an ox, I like that. For a guy who couldn't at one point lift his arm above his head last year, dealing, yep, with his shoulder injury over Miami that limited him to 7 games. So that's good to hear.
Yep, that's a good sign.
Remember, Earl Timberlake, a projected right now first-round draft pick. We're wondering, okay, you're going to be a starter? You're going to be coming off the bench? We'll figure it out later. Alex Lomax says what I think most of us would expect to hear about Alex Lomax. One of the vocal leaders. He's one person I've leaned toward when I need something said to the guys. Jives with a lot of what we know about A-Lo. Landers Nolly, a very impressive mover. I mean, I notice he uses that word a couple of times here. You'll hear it again, mover. He has impressed me with his attitude day in and day out with how he goes about his training. Doesn't make excuses. He's 205, talking about his weight, obviously. I think that's a good weight for him. Landers, along with Jaden Hardaway and Alex, have been expedited through the basic math faster. They're the older heads that I trust. All right? Chandler Lawson, who this article starts with, mentions how long he is. We're speaking of his wingspan and everything else. Chandler Lawson, now 6'8", with a wingspan of 7'9", who Hornet points out that's essentially unheard of to have that kind of wingspan on that length. Here's what he says, freakishly long. Both Lawson guys are unbelievable. Good attitude. I'm trying to get him to gain a little bit more weight. I've been giving him 2 nutrition shakes after lifts and 2 more after practices, but very versatile for us. He could play anywhere from the 3 to the 5, speaking of Chandler Lawson, who's the transfer from Oregon. Now, younger brother Jonathan, bright, bright future. He's got a 7'1 wingspan at 6'5 and moves really well. I thought Jonathan was taller than 6'5. That was news to me that he's 6'5". Completely different player than Chandler, but like his brother, needs to gain weight. He was 175 pounds when he came in the door. Need to get him up to 190, 195 by the end of the year, just trying to build strength with him.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lofty goal. I mean, 20 pounds, it's a lot.
On that frame.
Yeah.
Super,
I mean,
skinny.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, you know, I guess you say Diedrich, you know, had a sort of a thicker frame than
yes,
the others.
His two nutrition shakes before and then 2 after.
Now, yeah, that's for Chandler.
Yeah.
I'd imagine Jonathan's doing the same thing, though.
Because that kind of regimen will put it on, man.
Because Chandler's already been in that weight program in Oregon.
Correct.
And he looks it. Like, he put on some weight But clearly, Hornet wants more
he's
on
good
him.
At this.
And then with Lawson, it's the same story. May even more so. You got to. So I'm imagining he's on the shakes as well. Even though that was,
I need one of them those shakes.
John Camden, type A personality, one of the first ones in every day, wants to know why we're doing what we're doing. Extremely mature. Sounds like John. You know, questioning everything.
Why are we doing this?
Lester Quinones. In my eyes, and I think this is an interesting one, I think Lester's probably one of the best movers on the team. There's that term again.
Lester.
A mover. Yes. Raw athlete. If I have to demonstrate something and the guys want to see someone more athletic do it, he's the one I pick
for
that.
Wow.
You
guys are on this.
John's been on it. John wrote about it.
Well, he slimmed up, and I think, you know,
it's made him one of the more athletic players on the team.
You love his ceiling, though. I mean,
I do. Yeah. I really do. I think that's what this offseason has sort of proven about Lester Quinones is that, like, he can really be a leader for this team.
Oh, I mean, he's backing up what you're saying when he says that, look, if I'm looking for somebody athletic to do it, now I go to Lester. So apparently he's moved up the ranks in terms of his athletic ability with that weight loss. Here's the part I expected to hear about Lester Quinones. Unbelievable competitor on the court and in the weight room. Best ping pong player on the team.
As the best ping pong player on the team, this dude is not coming off the bench.
No.
When you're the best ping pong player on the team, you do not come off the bench. That's just the way it goes. So
you're the best one-on-one defender on the team.
I know there was a little, like, hubbub about Lester coming off the bench. I can't remember at this point where it started. Like, forget that dream, man. Like, if you think Lester's coming off the bench, you got to get with reality.
Borzello or Bossy?
It was one of those. I think it might have been Borzello. But, like, you're not tuned in, man. You know, you're not. And I get why he's saying that, because it's just easier because Landers and Earl. So you just play both of those guys. But Lester Quinones, as we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, he has the trust not just of Penny now, but the entire damn staff, the entire program. He's an example setter, you know. He's a tone setter. If it's defense, if it's athleticism, and that goes for Penny all the way down to the strength coach. You know, this is like nothing that we are hearing coming out of Memphis basketball suggests anything other than Lester is going to continue to start for this basketball team.
I would agree with that.
And so, breaking news, you can attribute it to me. Lester Quinones is going to be starting for this friggin' basketball team.
John says Lester will start Penny's most trusted player. He's awesome and best ping pong player on the team.
He is awesome.
By Rob.
He is awesome.
Anything else about Lester? Any more flowers for him before I move on?
No, although 2 years ago, his father had an RV. Lester Quinones Sr. had an RV and traveled to every away game.
That's kind of cool.
Had an RV, had a whole thing.
I hope I'm able
very
to do
cool.
that.
Very cool. Yeah.
I hope I'm able to do that as a father.
Yeah.
Following around my son.
Well, you certainly don't need to be missing any shows.
Taekwondo events.
You can make a couple a year, certainly.
We'll get you a setup in that RV.
Moving up, funny guys, with Rob Hornet here. Speaking of DeAndre Williams now, he drives the energy bus for the team.
Oh, the energy bus.
Again,
I remember that book.
This is at commercialappeal.com, which apparently we haven't. John has learned nothing yet. He knew all of this already.
This is all old news to him. How dare he print
this? I'm going to see if I can find something he didn't know. I don't know. Munsey, you got a hard time being closer to it than John Martin. We'll see if he tells us anything we didn't know about DeAndre. He drives the energy bus for the team. We just need him to be that every single day. He brings the fun. But it's not time. It's not wasting time fun. My thing is just to keep him as healthy as possible. Yeah, we want him to have a successful season, a successful career after that. He will play at the next level.
No, it's interesting because it's actually, you know, the guy, you know, Munn's got the guy on the record. You know, I mean, that's the interesting part about it, right? Like, you get the strength coach sort of on the record talking about these guys.
You know how you do that. You do a feature with the strength coach, and then you have him say something about every guy on the team. So then you got two pieces, John, that both get clicks.
Yep, absolutely.
And we know what Munn's is up to, don't we?
Yep.
Yes, we do.
We see through this.
Josh Minot. I think you'll find this interesting. High flyer. Mm. Very, very, very ultra athletic. That's three varies. He surprised me with his upper body strength. Very type A personality. I put him and Camden in the same boat, and because of that, I put them on opposite ends of the weight room. They're both very analytically driven. He's going to surprise a lot of people. I call him Bambi because he looks like a baby deer sometimes. Just saw one of those in Cordova, by the way. Oh. We need to get a little weight on him.
He needs to get weight on everybody.
Minot showed that in that Iverson Classic thing. He shined with some of the best prospects in the country. I think Hornet is exactly right. Folks going to be surprised.
Sick
by
athlete,
him.
Huh?
The folks that are underestimating him are going to be surprised. I think he's a contributor somehow instilled in year one. Now, again, as much of a contributor as Nile or Timberlake or Lester, no. But I think early on we see, because I think they know too what they've got in Minot, and this is a guy you want back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, incorporating him, and it'll be worth it if he's as athletic and as good as everybody says, having him involved helps you too down the line. You want to keep a guy like Josh Minot around, sounds like me. Remember, who was it that said Josh Minot a pro when we started doing those early Minot
Yoda?
Talks after the commit? After the commit,
was it Yoda?
Somebody we trusted, I thought.
I don't know.
But liked it. It's talked about before he even rose, rose in the rankings. Minot's got
possible.
A chance.
So,
Minot's
like, Minot's a cat who will be in the dunk contest at Memphis Madness.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it now.
All right.
And he was catching putback dunks in that Iverson Classic again.
Wow.
That was against some of the best players in the country. He stood out. Malcolm Dandridge, one of the strongest individuals on the team, has the capability to have a long, successful professional career. I think if he just buys in and continues to get better. Yeah. That is interesting. He has the capability to have a long, successful professional career, I think, if he just buys in and continues to get better. Man, that's been the knock on Malcolm this whole time.
Yeah.
And here you got a guy that's new to the program and new to being around Malcolm saying the exact same thing, that with him it's about buy in and realizing, look, it's a role for you.
Yeah.
Fill it, and you'll get where you're supposed to go.
That story has not changed.
You know,
pro?
One of the things I always heard about Malcolm is that he thinks he is – Kevin Durant and should have a role like Kevin Durant. You know, he has just been really resistant to sort of fitting in that box of big man, rebound the ball, play hard defense, score in the low post. And I get it, because if you look at the NBA today, how many guys like at his height are doing that? Like, a lot of guys, whether it's KD, Giannis, et cetera, like, you have the ball in your hand, you're supposed to score, you're supposed to do a lot of different things. And he wants to do that. But it's also like, you're Malcolm Dandridge, like there, Kevin Durant and Giannis, et cetera. So, yeah, I definitely – that has been, like you said, the knock. He had flashes, I thought, especially that first game against Houston when he had to play because of foul trouble. I actually think that he can be a valuable contributor on this team if he embraces that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is going to be I just don't know if he will.
I think it's not a good sign that we're still having this conversation about
right.
him, because it seems like the same conversation we've had the last couple of offseason, or at least last offseason too.
Well, and there was a thought that if Musa had not transferred, he would have, right? Like, Musa leaving sort of was like, all right, there's a chance for me here.
And
then they go out and get Durant. Right. If he'd have known that they were going out and getting Durant,
and Chandler too, right?
Exactly.
In a way,
yeah.
Even though he's your former teammate.
Yeah, but you still, even with Chandler, though, that's still only three, though, right? With him, DeAndre, and Chandler. So you still feel like you're going to get big minutes.
That's true.
Then you go out and get – nobody, when all that was going down, had any inkling, any idea that Jalen Durant was going to be part of the roster.
Right.
So now it's like I'm assuming it's just boiling over again for Malcolm, and we'll see what happens. But I hope it works out, because, I always hope it works out for the Memphis kids,
Right. Sam Anu. He's got a long ways to go. He's got the physical qualities, but a long way to go from a developmental standpoint. Again, this is over the commercial appeal. Jason Munns spoke to Rob Hornet about every Tigers player. I'm very transparent with him on this. It's just a longer learning curve for him. We're speaking of the freshman, Sam Anu. He had his best day recently, so for him, it's what he can do. It's what can he do to get better every day. So sounds like Sam's got a long way to go, and I think we were all on that train already. That's going to be tough for him to be a contributor here, or at least a significant one in his first season. All right, the last two pieces that Penny Hardaway got to make it the number one signing class in America in 2021, Jalen Duren. Says quite a bit about him. Here we go. He's 6'11 with shoes and weighs 245 to 250 pounds. That's where he needs to be. I don't want him any bigger, especially with the style of player he is. He's not a traditional back-to-the-basket guy. He will get there faster than any of the freshmen, but he still has some foundational things to work on. My biggest example for him is when you saw Dwight Howard coming out of high school. Very similar body
type.
Wow.
That's very interesting. Add that to the list of comps that we have heard for Jalen Duren. Larry Brown said Sean Kemp.
I don't think whatever it is that Musa gets to the, and I use Musa because he reclassified as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's junior, reclassified, you come out. But there was clearly for him, and we said he's an athletic guy, there was a big-time transition period for him playing against stronger, bigger guys.
Absolutely.
That I don't feel like is going to be, you know, as much of an issue for Jalen Durant.
Agreed. I agree
so
with that.
This is a man at 17.
Yeah, and I think you're going to be a lot more comfortable throwing it into him. I mean, Musa was just a raw athlete, right? Like who you hoped that athleticism would translate immediately. And in some ways it did. I mean, he was freshman of the year in the AAC, but he was never, ever, ever going to be a guy that you ran anything for. And in fact, when they tried to do that, when they tried to give him read and react opportunities, it was a disaster on the offensive end. Jalen Duren is going to be a lot. He's a ton more polished than Musa was. And when you throw the ball into him, you don't have to worry about whether he's going to catch it or not. He's a great passer. He's just a better decision maker than Musa was at this stage. He's not going to be the shot blocker that Musa was, but I do think he can be an imposer just in a different way. It's just like with Musa, it was like you're going to get your shot blocked because he's just that big, you know, and that long. With Jalen Duren, it's like you're going to take a lick if you go in there. You know, you're gonna get hit.
Freshman of the year. Him or Imani in the conference?
I would say Imani because I think the scoring usage is going to be there more so for Imani. I think they're going to be more infatuated with the 14 points a game, 15 points a game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.